WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program and a new week here on the program and a brand new day on the South Coast because we are broadcasting live from South Coast Rail, the second train to go between New Bedford and Boston. The first one left early this morning and Brian Thomas is actually on that one. He'll tell you all about that a little bit later on, but we are on the second train, the 555 Hanging Top Station. And we are on our way. We left promptly on time, and now we are, I don't know, I can't see, it's dark out the window. But the first time the train has left New Bedford to head to Boston since 1958. And here we are on a head. Out. We didn't have it. We probably should have taken the train ride today, tested everything out, and broadcast tomorrow, but we wanted to be here for you. I think at 5. And maybe you're on the train too. Maybe you can let us know how you think that it's going. But as we continue on, we will have a variety of different conversations for you and maybe even some special guests. We will not, however, have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo this morning. We decided that we would hold off this week because of the ability to have this very special broadcast. So you'll be able to hear the City Council President next week here on the program in the 8 o'clock hour. And what a day this is. I can tell you that when we got here, there were a number of people that were already waiting to take the train. And you know what I saw was a lot of people with backpacks and briefcases. So that makes me think that these aren't people who just wanted to take a ride on day one to be part of history. These are people that are actually utilizing the train to be able to ride into Boston or anywhere along the route to go to work. And I'll tell you something else, too, that I found to be very interesting about the folks that were there is they look like, for the most part, they were seasoned train riders. That they were taking the train normally from Lakeville and figured this was their opportunity to try and get a train a little bit closer to home. So if you haven't ever taken the commuter rail, it is a fun ride. It is an easy ride. There are electrical outlets under some of these tables. There are some tables at some of the seats, so you can actually sit and get some work done while you're on the train. You can plug in your laptop, you can plug in your phone, and you can actually just relax and kick back and let them do all the work as you are riding into Boston. Nobody thought it was going to be allowed to believe until today that South Coast Rail was even going to actually happen. But here we are 30 something years in the making, and now we have South Coast Rail, commuter rail from New Bedford to Boston and back again. And we are here on the train. If you are on the train, if you take the train heading into Boston, if you get on at any of the stops along the way, come by and sit with me. I wish I could tell you what car I'm on, but I don't know. It doesn't say. But we're kind of in the middle of the train on the first level. They are two levels of seats, and you can come on by and sit next to me and we'll have a chat. But it is going to be fare free for the rest of March. So if you want to take the train ride to try it out. Wow, we are already at the East Taunton Station. We are arriving at the East Taunton Station, and this is kind of the junction. So this is going to take us all the way into South Station, and then on the way back, because we'll be coming back on the 8:30-something train, that means we're going to have to do a transfer in East Taunton. For because that train is heading to Fall River, we have to get off in East Taunton and get over to Fall River.
Sponsoring this train ride this morning for the FDM show.
So the train is fare free for the rest of March. Parking is free all the way through April. But this is your chance to come on and try it and see how easy of a ride that it is. So we've been on the train for less than 20 minutes. We're already in East Taunton and heading into Boston. We're pulling into the station right now. And this station, if you're not familiar with the geography of the South Coast Rail Route, this station is located where the mini golf course used to be next to the Silver City Galleria. So just taking a look at the platform here, it looks like there are a few people that are getting on the train. Now, they do have more frequent trains going through East Taunton because it also runs into the Fall River route.
And show him your ways, please. He's alert.
So this could be, you know, the lighter group. There could have been one that already ran out of here. Interestingly enough, there's another train already on the track here that says out of service. So they already have another train, which is probably the shuttle train, ready to have more passengers come through, and more people are loading into the car, and we're just, that's going to add some background sound, some ambiance, we'll call it, to what we are doing here. And you can call in at 508-996-0500, provided, you know, I have the connection to be able to take your calls. We'll try it out, and we'll see if it works, but this is a historic day. Those of you who always thought that this was a possibility, this is the day that you can celebrate. Those of you who thought that it would never happen, well, this is the day to stick it in your face, because here we are for the first time since 1958 taking the train. I actually asked ChatGPT to tell me how many days it's been, and it gave me a little bit of trouble. We'll try that again and find out.
Why this so little? Why this so poor?
But it was September 8th, 1958.
Ready.
That this was the last train. Sorry, I'm asking. So it's been 66 years, 6 months, and 16 days since there has been a train from New Bedford to Boston.
Think anybody's put gum underneath this table yet?
And we are talking about 24,304 days since there was a train from New Bedford to Boston. That's a long time. So we are departing the East Taunton station that quickly, and we are now heading to the Middleborough station.
Next stop, Middleborough.
And this is not the Middleborough station that has been around for about 20 years now. This is not that Middleborough station. This is a brand new Middleborough station that is bringing folks along this South Coast Rail route. The other Middleborough station, the Middleborough Lakeville station, that runs on the line that goes to Plymouth. This is a completely different line. Now, at some point down the road, if there's enough desire, you may see a connection between New Bedford and Plymouth, or New Bedford and Wareham. You may see a direct connection between New Bedford and Fall River. Those tracks exist. Whether or not they can be utilized for rail service remains to be seen, but it would also depend on the desire for those rides. And if day one of South Coast Rail is any indication, at least here on the 555 train, it looks like this is going to be a success. And people are only going to continue to start to take this when they realize what a good alternative this is. All right, well, this isn't the only thing that we're going to discuss this morning. I don't know what you did over this weekend, but I really just stayed in and I got ready for today's broadcast, because there was a lot of work that went into this to make sure that it would actually happen. There was a lot of work that went into this to make sure that technically it would be okay, depending on, you know, how crazy the technology may be. I think so far so good, because I haven't heard from anybody that's texted in or called in to said, hey, you're off the air. And I know some folks were listening, waiting for that to happen so they could let me know. So again, so far so good. But we are seeing the fruits of the labor of 30 plus years of South Coast Rail, and really, you know, quite a bit of time that they actually started working on this as well.
So we made it to time without disconnecting.
I got a message that said you're coming in loud and clear. So
I heard it.
I'm in and out a little bit more than Fun 107. Well, we'll make it work. The important part is we're able to actually have this broadcast. If there's a little bit of a hang up, there's a little bit of a hang up. So again, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We will be taking a break coming up in a few moments, because what I did is I automated everything, so we're just going to go with the commercials. We'll also have the news of Mike Roberts as well, and you will see that as we go along, there may be some more dip-ups. So we'll do the best that we can. I think I might be dipping out again, but we'll keep going.
Are you just waiting till now to tell us?
What is that? April 1st.
There may also be a few moments where I have to hang on and reconnect. Having a little bit of trouble with my connection. Hang on.
It's so quiet in here.
All right. I think we are back now, as we are continuing to experience a few technical difficulties, but that was to be expected as we were coming into this portion of the ride. As we are approaching the Middleborough station, and we're starting to see a little bit of sunlight breakthrough as well. We're going to be taking a break right here coming up. When we come back, we'll get the news from Mike Roberts. And of course, we can take your calls. 508-996-0500. And opening voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to be going into the music business.
A grim milestone in Gaza. Schumer says he's not stepping down. And Canada's new prime minister calling for an end to the trade war with the U.S.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Gaza Health Ministry reports the number of casualties in the Israel-Hamas war has reached a grim milestone. The ministry announced on Sunday over 50,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the war began. The news comes days after Israel broke a fragile ceasefire with Hamas in an effort to get the militant group to release Israeli hostages. Israeli officials announced last week that the ground forces will remain in Gaza until Hamas releases all hostages. Negotiations between the two parties broke down when Israel pushed for an extension of the first phase of the ceasefire deal signed earlier this year. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East says negotiators are making progress towards a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Steve Witkoff was on Fox News Sunday. He says that a ceasefire on the Black Sea could be coming soon.
I think that you're going to see in Saudi Arabia on Monday some real progress, particularly as it affects a Black Sea ceasefire on ships.
Witkoff insisted his main goal is to end the conflict and stop the killing, going on to criticize the Biden administration for its refusal to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin. New York's senior senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate's top Democrat, says he will not give up his minority leader post. Sara Lee Kessler reports.
Despite a growing chorus of calls from within his own party, Schumer told NBC's Kristen Welker on Meet the Press.
Look, I'm not stepping down. And let me just say this, Kristen. I knew when I cast my vote against the government shutdown that there'd be a lot of controversy.
He said a shutdown would have been far worse than the bill itself.
The CR was certainly bad, you know, the continuing resolution, but a shutdown would be 15 or 20 times worse.
Canada's new prime minister is calling for a snap election to help him deal with a U.S. trade war. Mark Carney was elected by the Liberal Party earlier this month to replace Justin Trudeau following his resignation. Carney called the election for April 28th, saying he needs a strong mandate to respond to the Trump administration's tariffs and the threat to the Canadian economy. Speaking on Sunday, the new prime minister said Canada is facing, quote, the most significant crisis of our lifetimes because of President Trump's trade actions. Police in New Mexico say two people are in custody after a deadly shooting at a park in Las Cruces on Friday night.
Three people were killed and 15 others wounded when gunfire erupted at what authorities called an unsanctioned car show.
That altercation escalated to gunfire between both groups. Several other people were also injured in the crossfire.
Police Chief Jeremy Story said two 19-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy were killed. The suspects were identified as 20-year-old Tomas Rivas and an unidentified 17-year-old boy, both charged with three open counts of murder with additional charges pending. I'm Lisa Carton.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says federal funding will continue for the essential education programs amid a push by the Trump administration to shut down the Department of Education. McMahon was questioned on the future of the department during an interview with CNN's State of the Union, where she defended Trump's executive order to initiate the closure of the department.
The outward-facing programs that are going to be affecting students are there's not going to be any defunding for those programs.
McMahon said that many of the programs the department funds will be transferred to other agencies in an effort to make education funding more efficient. This is part of the Trump administration's larger goal of strengthening state control over education. The owner of a Harlem funeral home speaking out after he was beaten, robbed, and threatened with a machete. Larry Kofsky has more from New York.
66-year-old Daniel Wilhelmina tells the Daily News he was stunned by the holdup. He says he told the two robbers, this is a funeral home, not a bodega, as they relieved him of his wallet and cell phone and later used his credit cards to buy a pair of sneakers and a bottle of liquor. Wilhelmina told detectives that with tens of thousands in available credit, the thieves could have bought so much more. He said they should go to jail just for being stupid. One of the alleged robbers has since been caught.
A measles outbreak in West Texas has now surpassed the total number of cases seen nationwide all of last year. Health experts say this is a big deal.
Outbreaks like the one currently in Texas and New Mexico, with so many patients infected, are very uncommon.
Dr. Donald Karcher heads the College of American Pathologists. Latest numbers from Texas Health and Human Services show 309 confirmed cases of the measles. And in neighboring New Mexico, there are over 40 cases. But together, this outbreak has surpassed last year's nationwide total, which was fewer than 300. The death toll remains at 2.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Trailblazers in Portland last night, 129-116. Boston travels to Sacramento to take on the Kings tonight at 10. Bees lost to the LA Kings last night. Bruins are back in action on Wednesday with the Ducks at 10 p.m. Trey Bender has a look at your March Madness roundup.
NCAA tournament second round play. Winners off to the Sweet 16 in the East. BYU beats Wisconsin by 2. In the Midwest, Purdue over McNeese. Gonzaga falls to Houston. Tennessee a winner over UCLA. In the South region, Michigan beats Texas A&M. And Auburn a winner over Creighton. In the West region, Arkansas surprises St. John's. And Texas Tech beats Drake. I'm Trey Bender.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Rain today, 50. Showers end tonight, 42. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Clouds and showers for Wednesday, 55. Clearing by Thursday, 49. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
All right, we are back, and we are broadcasting live from the train to Boston. Only the second one. We got onto the 555 train. We are heading now toward the Brockton Station, and we are, you know, we're dealing with the technology as best we can, and I know that some of this has been cutting in and out. Appreciate your patience. We knew that this might be an issue because, as I mentioned before, we didn't get a chance to test anything, so we're flying blind here, and so far so good, except for the fact that I was completely muted for the last segment. So you didn't hear anything that I said, but that's great because now I have all kinds of material to take us into the next commercial break. As we were saying, you know, this is a very smooth, easy ride. I've had my water bottle on top of the table next to me the whole time. I could have an open cup of coffee and it would not have spilled. This is a very smooth ride, no bumping. I'm sure when we get closer to Boston and we're on the tracks that have been utilized more, that might be an issue. But right now, it couldn't be any smoother. And we can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500. As I was saying before, and you didn't hear me, as we're heading into Brockton, we are at the Brockton Station now, which again is more toward kind of the Avon line. We're downtown Brockton. But this weekend, there was an incident at the Westgate Mall in which an 18-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy were both shot and killed. Apparently, there was a trampoline park in the Westgate Mall that opened up Saturday for the first time ever, and there was an incident in which these folks got into an argument, and they ended up spilling that out into the parking lot and got into an argument, and shots were fired. Both people were shot and killed. It remains under investigation by the Brockton Police Department and state police assigned to the district attorney's office, but they have told us that this was an isolated incident, an argument between these two parties, and that there is not any kind of threat to the general public. However, it is important to note that there are grief counselors available at Brockton High School because the 15-year-old boy was a student at the school. You can hear Fun 107 broadcasting next to me. And so there is going to be grief counselors available for the students that need it today. We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll let you know any more information that comes up. We'll let you know anything else that might come up as a result of that. But hopefully this is an isolated incident. There is no kind of retaliation or anything like that. As we are now departing the Brockton Station, we are on our way into South Station, into Boston. When we get there, there's going to be a little bit of a layover, and that'll be interesting to see how that works out as we are connected at South Station and try to remain connected back to the station and wait to transfer over to our next train, which leaves about 8:30 to come back to New Bedford. And on that one, it's actually one of those shuttles that we'll have to kind of transfer over on. All right, we are going to take our next break here, 508-996-0500. I'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we are back live broadcasting from the train as we are heading into Boston. Right now, we are departing from the Brockton Station, and we are now heading toward Holbrook Randolph on our way into Boston. And then once we get past the Braintree and Quincy exits, stops, then you're going to see a lot more frequent stops and more in line with anybody that's ever ridden the Red Line from Quincy or Boston. There we go. Into South Station. So then it becomes more like the traditional ride, as if you were heading into Boston from one of those places, which is where I normally would have parked. But now I think I'm going to utilize this New Bedford train a lot more often. So coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be going into the news. We will get the ABC news and then all of the South Coast headlines with Mike Roberts, who, by the way, is doing double duty, running tech back there in the studio for both Fun 107 and myself if necessary. So big shout out to Mike Roberts and all that he does for us. We'll also be taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. Let's see if we can go to Colleen here in just the time that we have left. Good morning, Colleen. You are live as we are broadcasting on the train.
Are you having a good time? Sounds great.
Oh, so far so good.
A lot of people on there. Was there a lot of students on there too?
No, it doesn't look like students. This car seems to be filling up with people on their way heading into work.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to try the ride. That's great. So you guys sound real good. You only had a couple of dead spaces before.
That's like when you're riding your cell phone.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm using my cell phone, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's so like that's when you use your cell phone, too. You know, sometimes you get the dead
air. So, I mean, I couldn't get on the Wi-Fi here. I couldn't get the Wi-Fi working here on the train, but they do have it, so I'm sure they'll figure out that glitch. But so far, so good with the cell phone, and we'll keep it going as we broadcast more.
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds really good. Well, you have a good time.
Thank you for checking
in. The bar wasn't open.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
I need a drink after this. Okay. All right. Thank you to Colleen for letting us know that we sound good. We're going to be heading into the newsroom in just a few seconds. I hope that, you know, anybody that's thinking about taking this ride comes on and gives it a try. It is fantastic. Very smooth. Everybody seems to be, you know, excited about being able to take the train from New Bedford to Boston. It'll become commonplace in just a couple of trips. But for right now, it's very exciting. The first time since 1958, the first time in 24,304 days.